This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Are there any voters left to persuade 17 days out from Election Day? ABC's Mary Alice Park says that at least one campaign believes yes.
The Harris campaign really thinks that there's more of those moderate Republicans who do not want to vote for Trump that she can still reach. I've talked to a lot of Democratic activists that worry that she's leaving Democratic base voters on the table, specifically around the war in Gaza.
Both Vice President Harris and former President Trump were in Michigan Friday. Harris has another event in Detroit today. She'll be in Atlanta later. Trump campaigns in Latrobe, Pennsylvania. The union representing more than 33,000 striking Boeing machinists says Boeing's made a new contract proposal it believes is worth considering. The acting Secretary of Labor has been in Seattle trying to help end the strike. Hezbollah launched three drones towards Israel, one of them targeting the home of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He and his wife were not home at the time. This is ABC News. House Democrats are accusing former President Donald Trump and his family of bilking the Secret Service at the D.C. hotel he once owned. They say they charged the agency more than three times the standard per diem rate. ABC Stephen Portnoy has more.
The report says Qatari royalty and a Chinese coal company paid far less than the Secret Service on the same nights. Democrats allege the arrangement violated the Constitution's bar on presidents taking emoluments or payments from the government other than their salaries.
Richard Allen's murder trial continues today in Delphi, Indiana. He's the man charged with killing two teenage girls 7 years ago while they were hiking. ABC's Ike Ejachi has more.
The defense telling the jury they believe the girls were killed somewhere else and their bodies were returned to the crime scene. Meanwhile, the proceedings will continue with the judge sequestering the jury for what could be a month-long trial, giving them only Sundays off. Allen is charged with two counts of murder, among other charges.
I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Exchanges got heated at times during Friday night's U.S. Senate debate. Republican challenger Eric Hovde faced Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin. Hovde says Baldwin and her partner should be more forthcoming about their finances and how that affects her votes.
They don't disclose those investments and how much they're profiting from it. That's fundamentally wrong, and you should disclose what investments your partner is making.
Baldwin fired back.
Eric Hovde should stay out of my personal life, and I think I speak for most Wisconsin women that he should stay out of all of our personal lives.
The race has tightened, and the outcome in Wisconsin could determine the balance of power in the entire U.S. Senate. Donald Trump has claimed he was exonerated in his classified documents case. Here's Tricia Young with a Wisconsin Watch fact check.
Trump falsely claimed in October 2024 that he was, quote, exonerated, unquote, in the case involving classified documents he kept after leaving office. Trump was indicted on charges of mishandling classified documents, including those related to nuclear capabilities. In July 2024, Florida federal judge Eileen Cannon dismissed the charges, citing issues with the special counsel's appointment, but did not rule on the case's merits. Prosecutors appealed the dismissal, and no trial date has been set yet. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and highs in the mid-70s, a south wind at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, partly cloudy and lows in the mid-50s. Sunny and nice for Sunday with highs near 80 degrees. Sunday night, clear 52, mostly sunny and 78 Monday.
It's 57 at our studios.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning, we'll have a guest from Planned Parenthood on how the fight to restore women's health care rights is not losing steam as Election Day draws near.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX. La Crosse is home for Matt and Air on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
What is up, Wisconsin? You're listening to Raised in Wisco, your one-stop shop for everything in the great outdoors of the great state of Wisconsin. Man, I am Joel Clayfish sitting here alongside Danielle Fairman.
Hello.
My ride or die shotgun, sometimes sitting
going
in the blind.
Back to that.
Well, I don't know. Sure. Riding shotgun. Danielle, hunting buddy. We've known each other for over a decade now.
We have.
We have worked together in the media for more than a decade. We got
it
producer. Producer Jess is on the board. Producer
Hey-o.
Jess,
hey,
I'm not, we're not, just want you to know, we are not forgetting about you and the fact that you have a Wisconsin turkey tag.
I'm not forgetting about that either.
Okay,
you better not. That's so exciting.
Because it goes right to my weekly Wisco, what it is. Now, folks, I want to talk to you about how I'm in a cowboy. I wish radio was a visual medium.
It
I am fully cowboyed out right now.
Go on Facebook Live.
Thank you, Danielle. That's right. Check us out on Facebook Live and Spotify and all the other spots you can get your media.
YouTube,
MeTube, and YouTube.
We all do.
I'm cowboyed out today. Do you know why? Do you know why I'm cowboyed out, Danielle?
Why are you cowboyed out, Joel?
Danielle, I am cowboyed out because I got a couple of my bros from Texas in town. And, you know, my daughters go to Baylor University.
They do.
And I get to Texas quite a bit. And in the time that I've been going to Texas now, I now have 8 cowboy hats, 5 sets of cowboy boots, a couple bolos. And I hunt Texas. I love Texas. One of the first people I ever met who was like tried and true cowboy Texan is a man named Jerry Valdez.
Oh, yeah.
Jerry Valdez is joining us in the studio. He's with Nando Gonzalez. They came all the way from Texas
just
to
for
hunt
Raised
with
in
us.
Wisco.
Just for Raised in Wisco.
Okay, perfect. That's so great.
Jerry Valdez and I got to know each other, and we're both, the funny thing is we're both in government affairs. We both work for the betterment of humanity and helping those goofy lawmakers understand what the right decisions are. Valdicio, what is happening? Thank you for coming to our great state. Why don't you introduce yourself and tell the folks how we first started hunting together, our first hunting excursion, because it is absolutely wacky.
I can do that. I want to first commend the use of Parker McCollum and the bumper music, which is a native of Conroe, Texas, and he has gone to great things. He's not like many of them that avoid stardom. He actually got to stardom and has excelled stardom, and he's an incredible artist. And
maybe you know him personally?
I don't know him personally. Through family friends and through the former mayor of Conroe, I arranged for his son to meet with Parker at a concert. His son is a legislator in Texas. And through other various, I represent the Recording Industry Association. They were very helpful with that. But watching him
always working. Jerry Valdez is always working.
But watching him from
you can edit out all my superfluous and crazy
playing with George Strait.
Playing with George Strait.
He played with George Strait at the Kyle Field, which is the Texas A&M stadium.
Awesome.
Not quite the flagship University of the State of Texas.
Not quite Baylor University.
And not quite the Happy Christians at Waco. But yes, whatever. Sold out crowd with George Strait. And he's thinking about this kid growing up in Conroe, Texas.
You have to do the Heimlich on this.
Also Grammys. Cool. Also,
you had a good show today.
It was good.
Speaking of Grammys.
Who has a Grammy in this room?
I don't have a Grammy in this room, but Grammy is in this room. You know, Grandma Clayfish, who's 100% Italian, joins us in the lobby almost every show. She's here tonight watching. Hi, Mom. Nice to see you. But tonight we have a very special guest.
Thank you.
We've got my mother-in-law. Hey, do we have any bumper music that can be like dun dun dun? The mother-in-law. My mother-in-law, Mary Jo Reed, has joined us. Hi. Can we call you Mary Jo on the Mary Jo Reed on the radio? My mother-in-law. This is her first time stopping by. What do you think so far?
I'll tell you, Sam, too. I think the station should, the network should incentivize new callers.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Just because otherwise it sounds like there are three people listening. It's Joe,
ladies and gentlemen, who spawned the lieutenant governor of Wisconsin. Count it as a dad joke if you want. For goodness sakes, whatever.
Spawned.
Had. Gave birth to. While you're doing your life.
Who brought a wonderful human into the world.
Brought a wonderful woman into the world. Ellie Mae Smoller, sometime guest, co-host of the show, Ellie Mae, you are cowboyed up today, and I feel like it's coincidence. We've got Jerry Valdez and Nando Gonzalez in here with their cowboy hats on that they wore from Texas, drove from Texas, to hunt with me this week, which means how much time we have left in this segment already?
Jesus, we're
8 minutes.
8 minutes. We got to get to our weekly Wisco, but Jerry Valdez, Nando Gonzalez are here. They come into town. I meet them at the Harley-Davidson Museum yesterday.
Good place to meet up.
Fantastic. Big shout out to Tim McCormick and Harley-Davidson. They set up for us a free tour of the place
at
the Harley Museum. It was just incredible. Nando was kind of in heaven. He's got four Harley-Davidsons.
You want to check right now?
So, Nando, I want to ask you, what was your feeling when you were in the Harley Museum surrounded by all these bikes?
Matt Rustin, on beautiful Saturday morning, we have incredible weather here in October.
Harley rider. You're good.
It was buying stuff from the farmer's market, right?
Seeing all of the history, and more so than anything, seeing all the art pieces with those bikes.
I was supposed to go to the farmer's market. I usually go on
pretty cool. Thank you so much for doing that for me.
I have never done the tour, the walking tour, but...
Yeah. The crowds are too big here. They also have the best tamales.
I'm a heavy equipment
operator. Homemade tamales and just a huge
bin. So we have done the work outside of the museum. And
you've actually been there doing the work on...
Yep, we have.
Hardest working person I know in Dane County.
Danielle, you're kind of a badass. Do you know that?
At Hilldale.
You are. You're like this... A heavy equipment operator bossing around these dudes all day long. I love that idea.
We fight all day long. Jim Santel, we've talked a lot about Citizens United.
I want to talk about two more recent decisions by the Roberts Court that are perhaps equally...
Muscles before. I would not mess
notorious.
With
it is, the first it is being the Dobbs case.
It's, I'm still learning.
You want to talk about that
so
a little bit?
New.
Absolutely. So,
I
this again is this
to,
major case
times,
in June
yes.
of
Jerry
when I think I'm right, I
Sam Alito writing on behalf of majority,
Jerry
including
Valdez
the Chief Justice and others, obviously, in the majority, finding for the first time in 49 years, almost 50 years, almost half a century,
the moment I shook her,
that what we thought was inside the Constitution,
firm handshake, guide eyeball,
that we know is there, it has been established in many, many other circumstances. That privacy right no longer extends to a
Yeah,
right?
I got a wife and a daughter.
Right?
We get
that.
That
is,
no
again,
I have,
describe
I mean,
it just
I'm
right, Matt. That's a notorious decision.
Babe,
that is a
I have
huge
no problem
decision,
with female
changing
authority,
the very landscape not only of America, which is the number
I
one consideration,
think that
of course,
women, for the most part,
but also
do most things better than men anyway. I've always said that. They're better shots. That I do know for sure.
Privacy rights. Those go back, again, many, many years, even before Roe versus Wade, in many cases establishing that you have a right to privacy. Privacy in America. Many, many other cases premised upon that fundamental notion. We always assumed that included this arc toward greater appreciation for and embracing of privacy rights.
You guys,
first time
to see
in 50
what's going
years
on right now and figure out what's going on and get it done.
Let's go in the opposite direction.
We're like, what are we going to do?
By the way,
we shoot this and have to go
we're
down.
Out of this business now.
All the
go
way
back.
Come back
States,
up,
you take care of this. And we're no longer be involved in this. Of course, that can happen even as late as the past term. Two more abortion cases come in front of them, right? So you can't just get rid of this by saying.
lot on this show.
Listen, I got the big issue, three of course, plus years ago, changing the very fabric senator, of America. Said,
yeah, I mean, that was disingenuous. There was a lot that was disingenuous in that opinion.
They
were taking rights away from women that women had relied on here for 50 years. And never before do I remember a U.S. Supreme Court decision that took rights away from anybody. We've been adding rights, looking at the Constitution as a living, breathing document. The principles are there. And then we infuse those principles with new, newly discovered rights or rights that are human rights and we're only now coming to appreciate. But here you have the conservative court rolling back this right, shocking to women all across America and to anyone who loves women in America.
Yeah, when are we going hunting?
So I was appalled by that. Also appalled by Chief Justice Roberts, who tried to take an in-between stance here, said I wouldn't have done it as blatantly as some of the other justices, but I agree with the decision. What did you make of that?
Trying very, very hard again to be this arbiter right in the middle, trying to find a way not to overrule Roe versus Wade from 1973, Harriet Lackman at that time.
How many times do you think I asked out my wife before she said
yes? Very hard to find in middle ground.
It's the same thing.
And finding among his associate justices there,
the only story that I'll tell, there's many others, but the one story I'll tell
is that I pull in. And so what he says is, yes, I'm going to join the majority. But he also articulates the view that I would have maintained Roe versus Wade while also supporting the state law that prompts litigation in the first place. Pretty difficult position to take, John.
And he's fully camoed out.
Again, problematic. At some point, you also look
mirror lens Versace sunglasses.
Yeah, I thought that was an appalling abdication of leadership. And then in the next huge notorious case, the immunity case, he actually authored the decision.
And we
authored in a way, and here I was being naive, because I didn't think he was going to go this far.
That was my nickname in college.
This appalling decision.
We had the best 36 hours. We had the best 36 hours of our lives.
And
we've had a great, solid friendship.
I often advocate for people to read the dissenting opinion of Sotomayor.
Almost 4 years.
4 years ago. I can't wait to get more into that.
Language,
but first,
no
we need our weekly
at all. This is the simply saying,
opening segment of the show. We need to get the weekly Wiscos in.
I'm Jack.
I know Jess is
good. Majority opinion
is
indicated a map from the Chief Justice.
This one is one of the most incredible hunts I ever had in my life.
Somebody else. He plainly felt it was important that as the Chief Justice, he articulates this thing never before articulated in 238 years.
And it's going to be the recipe. Have a king, so
apparently,
on,
as
the
president, that there are these things called presumptive
and then on the
immunities
way home, I see
that apply that if you commit crimes inside the White House
in
the Oval Office,
the of a field
we'll presume that
now,
those are official acts and therefore
so
there's a presumption of an immunity. And even
out of the
stunning
and
to everybody,
stomach,
including me, having
the
spent 30 years for the Department of Justice,
and holding
saying
the decoy
that with respect
above
to
my
all
head,
my communications,
and I get to the other side, and it's a
presidential engagements with the Department of Justice,
anything you do say,
that
is
absolutely tiptoes, holding the decoy above my head. It must have looked like it was floating on the rocks.
Attorney General,
and I gave
to suborn perjury, to engage in obstruction of justice, to undertake investigations that have no basis. That's the very meaning and focus of the Department of Justice. Can't prosecute a president for doing exactly what
Dr. Turkeys and I sat for deer that night during the thunderstorm.
It is just stunning. It is shocking. Without hyperbole, I've often said,
you had your most exciting, I had my least exciting.
In a way
exciting.
That should be completely,
we,
the
Josh,
words fail me.
And I
shocking,
the,
it's appalling,
BPA land,
and people should be very, very animated about this, not only for the present,
and we get
but for the future of our nation.
Up,
I mean, the
and
president
then
can tell the
hours,
Justice Department to go after
whole
any of his enemies. He can tell the Pentagon
through.
To go after any of his enemies.
Absolutely. And again, this notion
that
somehow it's because we've got, again, this is how the opinion starts. We've got this very muscular executive view.
Another weekly Wisco was an awesome party at
the executive branch, no doubt, is stronger than probably any of our 40 founding fathers articulated. Supreme Court, a whole lot more powerful than anybody anticipated.
So many people, I can hardly name them all. Jerry Valdez, Nando Gonzalez,
Chief Justice
Ellie Mae Smoller, my mother-in-law, Mary Jo Lee, Danielle Fairman's the sidekick. I'm Joel Clayfish. You're not
going to
believe this story. It took place literally at
quickly,
the border
muscularity
wall. This is Raised
power.
In Wisco.
And if you raise the possibility that you could be prosecuted for crimes, you're suppressing that capacity to be a true executive. That is a reversal of not only the Federalist Papers.
This is the talk
of
lacrosse.
The entire
Eagle 1490 AM.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for Nightlight
Immune. She says, immune,
you're
immune,
listening to
immune.
Pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Interestingly, both she and Ketanji Brown Jackson, normally when people are dissenting on the Supreme Court, they say a respectfully dissent. Both of them this time simply say, for fear about our future democracy, I dissent. There's no respect there. They're angry about this. Americans should be horrified by what happened.
Well, what do we do as Americans when we're horrified by the Citizens United case and by the Dobbs case and then by this immunity case? What recourse do we have?
So there are a number of things. One of them is, of course, you can do fixes. You can do legislative fixes for many of these things, including Dobbs. You can, as we have seen, people have introduced legislation at both houses of Congress that would do a Dobbs fix. You can do a Citizens United fix and address what the Supreme Court said was problematic, but do it in a way that would be a legislative accomplishment. All the Voting Rights Act, the John Lewis Acts, those are all remedying those cases in which the Supreme Court also, in part at the pen of John Roberts, said the Voting Rights Act does not mean what we thought it meant for all these years. You can do fixes of all those. Of course, how do you accomplish that? You got to get the right people in the House of Representatives, in the Senate, in the White House to sign off on that legislation, basically to overturn legislatively what the Supreme Court has done. That's one option.
The immunity would be a little harder to do legislatively.
It is much more difficult, although, again, there are senators who have introduced, including Elizabeth Warren, others introduced legislation to try to remedy that. It is more difficult, again, because it's this notion that the Constitution by itself incorporates an idea that our president is immune. But you can at least make that attempt, right? Do something to respond to this. And that's out there. Again, all this goes back to what we're going to be doing on November 5th. It is the second, but it's also the much related remedy, which is vote. Where do Supreme Court justices come from? They come from presidents who nominate them. Where do Supreme Court justices get confirmed? United States Senate. We change those folks. And eventually, when there are vacancies on the Supreme Court, through your vote, you can affect who is on the Supreme Court. A future Supreme Court, if it wanted to do it, could reverse Dobbs, could reverse Citizens United, could reverse these voting rights cases, could reverse the immunity decision, although that's a little bit more difficult just again because you'd have to have another president who's violating the law. But you can do those things in a new court that returns a basic sense of justice to where it was before.
What about the idea of expanding the court? Are you in favor of that?
I right now, my view is that is a movement so far that it's probably very difficult to, as would these other things be there. It plainly is a remedy that's out there. The President of the United States of America is packaged. But we've got a Supreme Court that's fairly young. And if indeed these kinds of things continue to happen, then we need to have that on the table. Understanding also, you do not need a constitutional amendment to change the number of justices.
I knew that you were good. You were golden on the inside. And you love me the best.
This is Raised in Wisco. I'm Joel Clayfish. Alongside Danielle Fairman. I'm taking this music. This is good
stuff,
man.
I'm really liking
this,
too.
This was Jerry Valdez's recommendation. Jess, what do you think of the music so far, producer Jess?
I think it's lovely. Just lovely.
I think to myself, she's just saying that because she would say that. But then again, I know her too well to know she would not say that unless she actually liked it.
I mean, I had to go through a couple songs until I found ones that I liked.
But, okay.
You know, but that's kind of the way artists. It is. That's kind of just the way it is.
Exactly.
We need more upbeat songs. And these seem like nice upbeat songs.
I totally
when you can sing with George Strait.
Yeah.
Oh, that was such a great concert.
That is pretty exciting. Now, Jerry Valdez is in the studio with us. Ellie Mae Smoller is here, our local farrier's wife, and Nando Gonzalez, and local and cowgirl extraordinaire, who's actually a cowboy. I've got my buddies from Texas here, drove all the way from Texas, showed up in their cowboy hats. I've got my cowboy hat on. I'm feeling very cowboy today. Ellie Mae's got her cowboy hat on.
I do not own a cowboy hat.
I just learned.
We are going to change that immediately.
Does not have a cowboy hat.
Danielle. I only have one that's
I do not even know how to fit big. A cowboy hat.
I was just going to ask, you have a miniature cowboy hat?
I have a teeny tiny cowboy hat.
Does it go on a rubber ducky?
All right. So look, Ellie, this show is about experiencing new things and people in the great state of Wisconsin having those experiences. You are going to go hunting with us at some point this season. Now you are also going to go with me. And I feel like Ellie, the local cow girl, and I think maybe Jerry Valdez should come back to Wisconsin with Nando, and we should take these two women cowboy hat shopping.
Now,
part of the problem is that there aren't as many choices for cowboy hats in Wisconsin as there are in Texas. Around every corner is literally a cowboy shop in Texas, which I absolutely love. And so before we were talking about Jerry saying the first time he met me, he showed up, I was in full camo and I had Versace glasses on. Now, anyone who knows me here knows
this.
That is a very potentially common thing. I love my sunglasses.
You do.
And I love my camo to be matchy. In fact, my buddies in Florida who I hunt with, they call me the Metro Redneck. And I said, why do you call me the Metro Redneck? And they said,
really?
Because all your camo matches.
Aww.
Now, I believe I share that with Jerry Valdez. Jerry Valdez is a very fashionable person in my estimation. And, I mean, well, he's here in his his QU, and it's very nice, matching QU pants. It's good. It's comfortable. But he said he was like, oh, my gosh, what have I gotten myself into? Who is this Elvis, looking? I mean, and I should be only so lucky as to look like Elvis. But we went to hunt Nilgai. Now, if you don't know what a Nilgai is the world's largest antelope that was brought to the United States in the late 1800s, early 1900s from India, proliferated. And I want Jerry to tell the story because this is fascinating. I did not know this. They were brought here initially as a food source to potentially replace beef.
What?
Well, as you know, in Texas, cattle is king.
Yes.
But as the story goes, in the 1950s and 60s, there was an effort by a few investors to bring in, see if that they could be multiplied and processed, and because it's delicious. It's lean. It's delicious. It's full of protein. It's like yak in Colorado. It just has enormously high levels of protein, low cholesterol, super good. And what they discovered after they spread it around Texas, West Texas, we're very large, and we go up to the Panhandle and down to the Mexico border and across over the Gulf Coast and up towards the Ozarks and Texarkana, they realized that these Nilgai were dying off. They could only really breed and survive along the coastal counties because of the humidity.
In the south. So they need humidity. They need heat.
They do.
So the Rio Grande area we're talking about, for those of us from Wisconsin, Texas is just heat.
Following that failed experiment, as I understand, they stayed on various ranches in South Texas, and they multiply pretty prolifically, but they have become such a sport animal to fish. To hunt. It's, once the hunt is on, it is so much fun. I shot one a decade or more ago and stalked on my hands and knees in the Rio Grande Valley for probably 45 minutes to an hour and then took my shot. And I was a one shot, but most shots are sometimes two and three shots because once they start running, and they're large, really large animals, the adrenaline just kicks in and they could just go,
And they're antelopes, so they can run. Correct. But they're massive. They're like 1,000 pounds.
They are.
Oh, wow.
They're huge.
Yeah, they're probably more. I think mine was, I think it was like 785 or 885 on the hook.
That's insane.
And I took 200 plus pounds to the processor.
Wow. Yeah. And it is some of the most incredible meat. So I go down there. I want to hunt Nilgai. I'm always trying to hunt these bizarre animals.
You are.
And so I'm down in Texas. I get hooked up with this guy I've never met before. He shows up in like.
That
you
has
know,
to be nerve wracking, though, for you, Joel.
I mean, what could go wrong? We're along the Mexico border. We don't know each other.
Exactly.
Okay. You got an Italian guy from Wisconsin and a lobbyist from Austin. And you're
what
going,
you have to understand.
There's a joke in there somewhere.
That is the furthest thing from nerve-wracking for me. I love people so much, and I love meeting people, and I love being friends. And my goal in life is to make people happy. I love making people happy, even when I'm trying to make myself happy. So here I am, dumped in the middle of Texas, and I want to be clear. We could talk for hours and hours about the beauty of Texas. When you get to South Texas, South Texas was Mexico. It literally was Mexico, and the United States took it. And it became part of the United States. So the southern half, and especially the Rio Grande Valley, is essentially like Mexico in the United States, which really makes me happy because Mexican food, authentic Mexican food, Mexican culture makes me so happy. So I'm going to meet Jerry Valdez, and we're going to go hunt Nilgai in the Rio Grande Valley. I'm so excited. I think he pulled up in a convertible Ferrari Z27,420 wearing a Gucci suit and, Jimmy Choo shoes or something.
Fancy.
It was.
That's accurate.
Can we have a fact check? Is there an online
for the live record,
fact
Nando
check
said
of a Joe Cleaver? To be fair, I was in a BMW SUV.
Oh,
however, I digress. I digress.
No, it couldn't have been that. It was a BMW 25 STI convertible,
still wearing
turbocharged,
the Gucci shoes.
60, 88 gigawatts of power. So I meet him, and I'm a little intimidated. I'm like, wow, this guy's got his stuff together, right?
Yeah.
And the next thing I know, we're in the middle of the dark, literally able to reach out and touch the border wall.
Wow.
In the dark with some other man I never met and night vision goggles.
No.
Trying to find massive antelope in South Texas in the middle of the dark.
What a difference.
It's precisely what someone's life insurance company would frown upon. Like, wait, where are you? Who are you with? What?
Oh, my gosh. So you got to hear the ending
policy,
of
correct?
This story, because you're not going to believe what happened. Our dinner tonight is called Surf and Sky. You got to stick around for that recipe, too, because it's absolutely incredible. And we have to talk about some other things, too.
Ooh.
Pretty exciting stuff coming up on Raised in Wisco.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Are there any voters left to persuade 17 days out from Election Day? ABC's Mary Alice Park says that at least one campaign believes yes.
The Harris campaign really thinks that there's more of those moderate Republicans who do not want to vote for Trump that she can still reach. I've talked to a lot of Democratic activists that worry that she's leaving Democratic base voters on the table, specifically around the war in Gaza.
Both Vice President Harris and former President Trump were in Michigan Friday. Harris has another event in Detroit today. She'll be in Atlanta later. Trump campaigns in Latrobe, Pennsylvania. The union representing more than 33,000 striking Boeing machinists says Boeing's made a new contract proposal it believes is worth considering. The acting Secretary of Labor's been in Seattle trying to help end the strike. Hezbollah launched three drones towards Israel, one of them targeting the home of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He and his wife were not home at the time. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and highs in the mid-70s, a south wind at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, partly cloudy and lows in the mid-50s. Sunny and nice for Sunday with highs near 80 degrees. Sunday night, clear 52, mostly sunny and 78 Monday.
It's 60 at our studios.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty, and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash Bell makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bell Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Waters. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
But that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I'll leave my memories inside. And that bed we loved in all night. Every word, every thought.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. Danielle Fairman is with me. Hello. You always got that smile on your face, Danielle. That makes me so happy. You do. You smile quite a bit. You're one of those people, Danielle, in life that if you are in somebody's life, their life is a little bit better.
Whoa.
That's how I feel about you. I've never been around you where you've put me in a bad mood.
Thank you.
Now, I've seen you in sometimes not the greatest mood.
This is true.
But even when you are in that place, you are still pleasant to other people. And that is a really good quality.
There's enough bad people in the world. I do not need to be another one.
And you know what? That reminds me. Today, I had the joy of going to Opportunities Incorporated in Fort Atkinson.
Love that place.
I got to go there. And that is a facility where people with disabilities, ranging from cognitive disabilities, physical disabilities, work. It's a workplace for folks with disabilities. And I went today and I did the lunch. I did a wild game lunch. I brought Canada Goose pot pies.
Ooh,
and
your
I'm
signature
going to
dish.
Tell you. Yes. And when I go to that place, I am absolutely feel blessed. I feel mad at myself for ever getting, you know, down about things or for complaining. I mean, these folks who work there, they have their, you know, whatever their disability is. Some of them need help even getting out of bed, and they are always happy, and they're happy to see me, and I get hugs and smiles and good grace. I mean, and I'm telling you, the folks there are angels on earth, and you know what else? They eat my pot pie and they love it. And I am an Italian dude who loves to be, loved when people eat my food. Mm-hmm. Like making people food is something that makes me happier than anything. Ellie Mae Smoller, you have become quite the artisan chef with wild game as well.
Oh, yes.
What does it, I mean, but do you share that with me, that feeling of when you feed people, there's nothing better on earth?
Well, Joel, I think you know this, that I've tried to feed you several times, whether or not you're hungry.
Yes. That's like my
mom
too.
I need to always feed people. Like, I don't care what you're doing. I want to feed you.
And that is 100%
true. It makes me really happy.
I always told my mom would be like, oh my gosh, you need to get a little healthier and get more fit. And then she'd be saying, but finish your lasagna first. You know,
I was just talking to Jess about how much I love butter.
Oh, yes. And you guys.
Yes, Jess.
Every single time Ellie Mae comes in here, she brings baked goods and they are so good.
Oh, I know. Oh, like, I mean, Ellie Mae is like leaps and bounds above me when it comes to culinary stuff. For real.
Oh, I know.
I just have a louder mouth.
Did you see her three charcuterie boards?
Yeah, I did see. She had a party at us. Three charcuterie boards, and I sampled things.
Small
everything
one. Big
from
one.
Fig jam to hot honey to you name it. It was on the charcuterie boards.
To be fair, I have to give a shout out to Alex because she did do one of them.
Oh, she did. Well, she did a great job. And yeah. Alex did a great job. We, you know, we were talking about this Nilgai hunt. So I want to set the scene yes. for you guys.
Oh, are we going back to the night vision goggles?
We're
going
to go back to the night vision goggles.
Oh, my goodness. So
Jerry Valdez is here. He and Nando Gonzalez came up from Texas. I've had the joy of hunting with them. In fact, Jerry is such a kind human being. He stopped at Baylor, delivered gift cards to my daughters just as pick-me-ups. I mean, the guy's just a top-notch guy. I've hunted at some of the coolest places with him, and we're hunting together. First time I meet him in my life. I mean, and I'm wondering, like, am I going to be end up, like, you know, with cement shoes on at the bottom of the Rio Grande or something? I have no idea. And we're hunting Nilgai, which are the largest antelope, and they are
and
free
after
range.
After the first 45 minutes, I really was at ease. Like, I'm like, you know, it is the border, and we need to watch ourselves, but it's good. And so we passed this one area, and, you know, this is something not to open up the concept of the division of America related to immigration and whether a wall is needed or not needed, but it's not a simple straight line.
Mm-hmm. No,
the border with Texas and Mexico, the border with the U.S. and Mexico is bound by a river.
Right.
And if you know a river that runs straight, let me know, but it doesn't exist. And so there are sections that don't have any possibility for a border wall by way of its topography. We're in one of those sections and we're walking across just along the water in a little pathway.
Yep.
And we're with a guy who's an outstanding outfitter, but he's also his day job is he's a border patrol agent.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. He knows
the area and the region step by step. And at one point he said, hey, we're going to go around this corner. You'll remember this. Yep. We're going to go around this corner. I need everyone to be very quiet and just don't talk loudly because there'll be a bunch of folks in Mexico having sort of patio parties across the water. And the water was not far. It was
reachable.
Yeah.
What? Like toss a stone, 15, like right 20 next
yards.
To us.
Yeah. And he said, and if they hear us, they'll just start shooting pistols in the air to intimidate us. They won't shoot us. They'll just start shooting pistols in the air.
What?
And I'm thinking, well, a bullet goes up.
But it comes
come down.
It has to come
it
down.
It comes down.
And so at that moment, I thought, let's have a good time. But we're not at Disney. We're
no. No. We had to have our wits about us. And that was a very real feeling. And at this, it was one of the most surreal hunts I've ever had in my life. Because you have a Border Patrol agent who is also an outfitter. And he's saying, you know, have our wits about you. Let's just be quiet in this area because we don't want bullets shot in the air that have the potential to come down and hit us. But in addition to that, let's look through these night vision scopes and see if we can find giant animals roaming around random cornfields in the middle of the night in South Texas. And so he thinks he sees one, right?
Okay.
And I says, so what do we do now? Well, we stalk it. So we're stalking it, and we've got the guns and the goggles, the monoculars with night vision. And we start stalking into the middle of this field, and you can't see your hand in front of your face. It is pitch black. And so I remember we get kind of close, and he looks back at me, and he's got this defeatist look on his face. And it's because they were hogs.
Oh,
they weren't
Nilgai.
We were picking up the heat signal from hogs in the field. Now, I mean, I love hog hunting just as much as the next guy, but one of the things that amazes me more than anything and kind of a difference between Wisconsin and Texas is in Texas, you can hunt literally anything because they have a climate there that can support any type of animal from or literally around the world, except the very extreme Arctic.
Huh.
And so
never thought about that.
I would not have ever known about, you know, Nilgai if it weren't for Texas and my daughter's going to school there. But what are some of the wacky things you've hunted out there, Jerry?
Well, Nando and I have had great opportunities for, we've hunted together for 25 years and we made a commitment about a decade ago, about 15 years ago.
Was there a ceremony?
The ceremony was trucking us back from West Texas. So we're in the truck a lot and for 5-6 hours usually he has to sedate me because I hate being in a vehicle that long.
Oh, geez.
Like Mr.
He loves to drive,
be that as it may, we made a commitment that we would hunt together once a year. And we do that more than once a year, but we would make a trip once a year until we could no longer do it, health-wise, whatever the reasons may be. That's our commitment with one another. So we've done some exotics. We've done some and fantastic whitetail. We have done helicopter hog hunting along the Texas-Mexico border as well, different part of the area, more towards Laredo, Webb County.
Danielle wants to do that, right?
Josh, my boyfriend, wants to do that. That's his, like, top of the list thing he wants to do.
Again, the things that life insurance companies don't want to hear, but they take the doors off. You're hanging out the side of a helicopter, strapped in, I should know, but you're hanging out the side. You got an AR-15 in your hand with a net that catches your
That's
shells.
A big no thank you for me.
That's and, a big and it no thank you.
The
nope.
most riveting, nope.
Fairly
exciting,
inexpensive way to
your
die.
Your adrenaline will nope. just Absolutely. Explode through the roof, and it is the funnest thing you can do. And at some point, the pigs, when they start getting chased by the helicopter, they don't scatter. They form a line in a sendero, and they'll start running together. And at that point, it's just a game. It's like pluck, 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 pluck. And it's so much fun.
And I think people underestimate how delicious wild hog is.
I remember having wild hog on Kill It, Clean It, Cook It, our TV show.
Our
used to
TV
have.
Show, Danielle.
Yep, I remember having hog
Channel
on that.
12. Mm-hmm. Before the days that Danielle and I can be seen on the national show, The Foul Life. I'm pretty excited. You know, you are in this season of The Foul Life, Danielle,
I have to see
on
this.
National television.
Ooh, that's exciting.
And you are bowling at the Bark River Lanes in Rome, Wisconsin. And we are going to have our fish fry there again this year when The Foul Life comes to town. So that's exciting. And I can't wait to do
well,
that.
Well, the other great opportunity, quickly, if I may, as I got to return the favor, Joel's been good to me. We help each other. We go into politics with each other. We go into business with each other. We have lots of areas. And honestly, he's got two daughters. I've got one. And sometimes I'll call him and be like, I'm dying. What is this normal? What do I do? I took him to a place that Nando and I have gone for 20 years in West Texas. It is along where two separate flyways come down into the U.S., and he got to hunt Sandhill Crane, which is, I understand, not allowed here in Wisconsin.
It's against the law.
It is prolifically.
There's a crane study going on right now in hopes
the email got sent out yesterday.
Creating a Sandhill Crane hunting season.
Well, I hope you guys can get that done. It's an incredible, that you talk about a ribeye in the sky. It is a delicious animal.
I still
animal.
Have not tasted a Sandhill Crane.
The ability to knock one down 20, 30, 40 yards in the air, and they fall like bowling balls on the ground.
You do not want to be under
this
them.
This sounds like I need to go to Texas to go sandhill crane hunting and get a cowboy hat.
You need a cowboy hat? Now, boots.
And
oh, I want more boots.
Oh, well, slow down, Danielle, because the boots you're going to make when we go to Florida and you kill your alligator, you're
going
to make alligator boots out of the alligator that you kill. Then we'll go to Texas and hunt sandhill cranes. What else, Jerry? Speckle bellies? Speckle belly geese, that's awesome.
Speckle belly, lesser Canadians.
We might even
ducks.
Hunt a nil guy. Maybe we'll go south.
Could even hunt
south
the nil guy.
Go big or go home.
Nil guy.
Exactly. And that was a great opportunity. I got to do Florida with Joel. There's nothing like the hospitality of Triple J Outfitters and getting down there and taking on a gator. And that was super fun, too. And then
Ellie May and I are going in December.
Oh, you're going to have so much fun. All the folks that he's lined up with down there, they just treat you like family. And honestly, you feel a little bit like you're in Texas. It's about an hour and a half outside of Orlando.
There is a very common feeling.
It's a very
Florida
common
and
feeling. And to say that I've been to what is the town called?
Yeehaw Junction.
Exactly. To say that I've not been to
you forget
Yeehaw
that one.
Junction.
Wait, is
Florida.
That a real town?
Yep. Yeehaw
it is a real
Junction. Junction.
It's this little Triple J on my hat. Triple J Outfitters, Yeehaw Junction, Florida.
That's a real place.
It's a real place.
Elvis
we
was there once.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeehaw
super nice. Super
okay,
nice
okay, that's a story for a different show for sure, because there was a place there called the Desert Inn that Elvis stayed at around the turn of the century, the 1910, 1920, when it was kind of the Wild West in Florida. It was a brothel that they say was haunted, and it was later turned into a supper club
haunted.
Restaurant. The best brothels are haunted.
Yep. Yeah, surprised you don't know this.
Producer Jess, how do you know that?
How do you not?
Oh, all right. I would imagine that a lot of brothels are haunted.
It's like a whole new term to a woman scorned.
A woman scorned.
With a vengeance.
Leaving your ghost behind to scorn people.
But
yeah.
Hopefully we have some future opportunities in our and today's opportunity, I have to tell you, from start to finish, was unbelievable. Turkey in the morning, goose in the afternoon, lifetime of memories. Beautiful people in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Incredible sunsets.
Well,
2 days in a row with sunsets. It's un Y'all sunset is, we have some solid ones in West Texas.
Yes. And
Nando Gonzalez loves to say West Texas is the best Texas, but yeah. the sunsets in Wisconsin are just second to none.
They're phenomenal. And the sunrises that you get to see. Yes. I cannot wait to talk about our hunt this morning for turkeys. We ended up with about 40 of them in the field. Then we hunted geese this afternoon, which was phenomenal. And that plus our recipe of the week, which I think that I'm curious to see what the culinary folks, Danielle and Ellie Mae, think of our recipe of the week. Because I did get to sample it to Jerry today and it was awesome. So what the mother-in-law? Oh, you tapped me. Oh, producer Jess is telling me that there's a minute left. I did catch her. I caught her on the monitor. I do try to catch her outside my outside peripheral view, but you're not going to believe what I'm going to tell you is this recipe is surf and sky. That means it's something from the air, and we took something from the ocean, too, and made an Asian dish. That's amazing.
And the sauce ties it all together.
Well, we'll tell you how to make the sauce. Burn it down till it's ashes and smoke. Burn it down to the smoldering coals. Burn it down till I don't want you no more. Baby, burn it down. Burn it down.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbush Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea, that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Used to run down County Road 2854. Thank you for listening to Raised in Wisco. You can hear us on every civic media station, 13 of them throughout the great state of Wisconsin, every Saturday at 11 a.m. That's where Danielle Fairman, the one of the two of us who makes much more sense than I do, and I, Joel Clayfish, will be taking you through Wisconsin on a tour of the beauty and wonder that this great state has to offer. We love sharing the awesomeness of Wisconsin with you. We love talking about food because that is my favorite dish. We love helping you with ideas to field and forage your food from field to table. It's all so exciting. So I've got Jerry Valdez, Ellie Smoller, and Nando Gonzalez, Mary Jo Reed, my mom, Mary Clayfish, out in the lobby listening as she always does, refuses to talk.
It's a big party here
and
today.
And Danielle Fairman. We got a big party. Producer Jess, I think she probably was a little frustrated.
Caught off guard.
When I had
all of a
six
sudden,
people
more people and, just kept coming in.
More people kept coming. You know. And Jerry Valdez, Jerry and Nando came up, drove all the way here from Texas to hunt with me today. Okay, they showed up yesterday. We went to the Harley Museum, and I was supposed to take them hunting. Danielle,
Joel,
share with our amazing listeners what it's like for Joel Clayfish when someone's going to go hunt with him.
Oh, it is endless scouting out. Did you sleep yet? Have you slept in the last 48 hours, Joel Clayfish?
Not really.
Well, shocking. And then he scouts. He gets everything put together, settles everything for everybody, and just makes it the best hunt ever. And then the best part, he takes what you all have harvested in the field and puts it into some amazing dish that nobody has ever heard of.
Oh, my God. I did not know your explanation was going to be so kind, Danielle. I was not really fishing for compliments there, but I appreciate it.
You also got to kick the blind to wake them up every once in a while.
Nope. That is true. I can doze off in a blind. I've been known to doze off in a blind before.
That's the best nap out there. Catch
and
it's okay.
And wake up when the turkey's on the decoys. I put an inordinate amount of pressure on myself when friends are coming to hunt, because, you know, if they see social media or they know friends of mine, they think, well, Joel just goes and hunts. Joel can go hunt anytime he wants. Of course, he's got 8 million people always inviting him. That is not how it goes. I scout my rear end off. It's hard work. But today was one with Jerry Valdez and Nando Gonzalez in town. It was literally one of those like quintessential days where it all comes together in the same day. We went out this morning to hunt turkeys, and we set up, we had a 700 yard walk in. And I will, when I talk about relationships with farmers and how important they are and how much it matters to care about those who are kind enough to let you on their property to hunt. Mm-hmm. I delivered a goose pot pie to the farmer last night, because he allows someone else to hunt there. Now, I don't want to step on those folks' toes, and I'm not hunting deer like they are. But in a gesture of good faith, Jerry and I scouted last night. We found some turkeys. We found some geese. And I delivered a pot pie. We walked 700 yards for the hunt this morning. And Nando, so I want to talk to Nando for a minute. We're in the blind, and I've got to set up on a spot that I know is a fairly good turkey spot. And all of a sudden, Nando's the first one to slap me. I mean, really one of your first sit-down turkey hunts of your life. No, tap.
In the face?
Tap my leg. What happened this morning?
I didn't punch him or anything.
Oh. No.
No, we were sitting there, and obviously I'm always watching. I've been hunting for, I don't know, 25, 35 years now. And if you see something move, of course, you know, don't jump the gun. But that was why I tapped you on it.
Yes. So he taps me, and all of a sudden there are 15, 20 turkeys out one side of us, coming, just walking out of the woods. Every 2 minutes you'd look back, there were more turkeys coming out. Then turkeys came out. Then he taps me, and he's pointing the other direction.
Yeah,
turkeys
we
came out on the other side of us. And then, so now I go by, I disregard all the rules about turkey hunting. Oh, don't put out decoys in the fall. Oh, they don't come to decoys. Oh, they don't come to calls. I put out decoys. I call. I've had them come every time. We're in the blind today.
And you were a caller extraordinaire.
Well, thank you.
That was a work of art, the way you were working that.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Well, I don't have my calls here with me.
Oh, what calls do you have?
I can't. I was using slate calls. I was using a crystal call and a mouth call.
Well, what
today.
You got around you? Those are
goose
calls.
Oh, these are goose and duck calls.
Oh, I see.
Yes, that was the afternoon hunt. There, that's a quick goose cluck for you. So we're sitting there, and all of a sudden I hear a gobble behind me, and I'm like, oh, boy. And they poked their head out for just a minute, and then they turned around and went back in the woods.
Oh, no.
But they were 20 yards from us. But Jerry was on the side of the blind pinned. It would have been really hard for him to get his gun around. And I thought, oh, no, I might have just blew our one chance. But lo and behold,
yes,
they poked their heads out again. And by that time, we had Jerry in the right position. Oh, and he leveled his giant Eastern Wisconsin turkey,
woo-hoo!
Which turkey makes me think about food, which brings me to our cooking segment.
Ooh, the wood duck?
The wood duck. And I need Jerry to talk about this one, because I took wood duck and I took scallops. And I lightly...
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I've got Michael Sozan, Senior Fellow for Democracy Policy at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We're going to discuss Trump's attacks on democracy. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Sweet chocolate reward. Sweet chocolate reward.
This is not just the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat at Walgreens. This is the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat right after receiving all their vaccines in one trip. This is the sound of treating yourself, because you protected yourself.
Stop by or schedule both your flu and COVID-19 vaccines today and grab yourself a sweet treat while you're at it. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.